LC2 Globetrotter John. Listen to the radio interview with John talking about his travels. While listening, answer the questions below in about 1 to 5 words or numbers. There is an example 0 at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show. I'm Alexa James and today I'm interviewing Globetrotter John Franklin. Welcome, John. Good to have you on the show today.
Oh, I'm very pleased to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. So tell us a little bit about the countries that you've travelled to.
Well, I can't name them all. Probably around 20.
Which one did you like best?
Well, there was Italy, and of course, Indonesia, and how can I forget Argentina?
3 countries on 3 different continents. Italy must be beautiful.
Oh, it's really, really beautiful. It has beautiful landscapes and it also has some really fascinating cities.
Tell our listeners more.
Well, I stayed in Rome for 4 weeks. I did a language course and the city was really pretty impressive. I've never done so much sightseeing in my free time. In fact, every time I turned around the corner, there was a new sight to see.
That sounds amazing. What did you do after the course?
Well, I got a job on a camping site in a romantic village called Cavallino. And I worked there for 2 months during the summer season.
Why did you choose this job?
Well, I like to work with people. And it was also good because I had to use both languages. Those are Italian and my mother tongue, of course. Yeah, it was a good experience to get an insight into the Italian way of living.
How would you describe the Italians that you've met?
Very, very friendly. Full of joy and extremely helpful.
Mm.
Of course, they're very open-minded and they are very curious about other cultures. And of course, they are very fashionable.
Of course they are.
Yeah. And besides, they can cook. I've never eaten a better pizza than in Italy. But, you know, it's not just pizza. It's also great pasta dishes and delicious seafood.
Oh, yum! I can imagine why you like the country that much.
Yeah, of course.
Well, John, I'm sure our listeners can't wait to hear more about your journeys. But now it's time for the news. Good morning and welcome to our morning show. I'm Alexa James and today I'm interviewing Globetrotter John Franklin. Welcome, John. Good to have you on the show today.
Oh, I'm very pleased to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. So tell us a little bit about the countries that you've travelled to.
Well, I can't name them all. Probably around 20.
Which one did you like best?
Well, there was Italy, and of course, Indonesia, and how can I forget Argentina?
Three countries on three different continents. Italy must be beautiful.
Oh, it's really, really beautiful. It has beautiful landscapes and it also has some really fascinating cities.
Tell our listeners more.
Well, I stayed in Rome for 4 weeks. I did a language course and the city was really pretty impressive. I've never done so much sightseeing in my free time. In fact, every time I turned round the corner, there was a new sight to see.
That sounds amazing. What did you do after the course?
Well, I got a job on a camping site in a romantic village called Cavallino. And I worked there for 2 months during the summer season.
Why did you choose this job?
Well, I like to work with people. And it was also good because I had to use both languages. Those are Italian and my mother tongue, of course. Yeah, it was a good experience to get an insight into the Italian way of living.
How would you describe the Italians that you've met?
Very, very friendly. Full of joy and extremely helpful.
Mm.
Of course, they're very open-minded and they are very curious about other cultures. And of course, they are very fashionable.
Of course they are.
Yeah. And besides, they can cook. I've never eaten a better pizza than in Italy. But, you know, it's not just pizza. It's also great pasta dishes and delicious seafood.
Oh, yum! I can imagine why you like the country that much.
Yeah, of course.
Well, John, I'm sure our listeners can't wait to hear more about your journeys. But now it's time for the news.